Greetings, devotional fam. You like that?
Threw me off.
Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
And as always, we're happy to have you here. You are a joy. You are a blessing to us. Because we're finding this beautiful avenue of podcast to be able to share the gospel with people. It's so exciting to me. And somebody asked me about this recently. What's your biggest thrill? And I said, well, if I can turn anybody's thoughts towards Jesus, that makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that day was a success. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's just for 10 minutes like these sessions.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Where are we?
Well, last time we got together, we were kind of doing a recap on the series on heaven that we've been going through. And we were talking about how our focus when it's on heaven, how it can affect our daily choices today while we're still here waiting to go to heaven. And with anticipation of all the great benefits that are going to happen. But we also had the question come up, well, if it's so wonderful, why wouldn't everybody want to go to heaven? Yeah,
that's what we asked last time.
Yeah, and we know that the facts are that Jesus said that the way is wide for those that won't choose him.
Yeah.
And so I thought to myself, you know, well, he's got the answer, right? I mean, yeah, he's the one that said why people don't come to him. And so I was looking at John 3 and 19, and Jesus is at this time talking to Nicodemus, who's asking him questions about, you know, how to get into a relationship with God. And he had just said the verse before in 3:18 that he didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So yes. He's on a mission, a rescue mission. Right. And in John 3:19, Jesus answers the questions why so many don't come to him and why heaven. And he said, light, talking about himself, he's the light. Light came into the world, but people loved darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. Yeah. And then the next verse, he goes on to say that they don't want their deeds, their lifestyle, their choices exposed in the light.
Yeah.
So that's a real simple answer of why the majority of the people don't turn to the Lord is because they've grown to love living in the darkness.
I want to keep on doing what
they want to keep on doing what they're doing. They don't want to come under God, and but they miss out that he's love. In fact, Billy Graham says, those who reject his love, those who are not willing to turn their backs on evil and look at him as their master, God, in his righteousness, they will be judged. And then I thought this was great that Billy said hell was created for the devil and his demons and Satan. Mm. And Satan wants to take the world with him into this diabolical place. So
we were never meant to go there.
We were never meant to.
And you don't have to go there.
And you don't have
to
go there.
No one has to go there.
It's God's love that he's there rescuing and saying, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will in no wise cast out anybody that comes to me.
Yes.
So, you know, if your heart is recognizing that you're living in darkness and evil and it doesn't satisfy, but if a person comes to the end of themselves with that realization, then they can look up and say, what's more?
Yeah.
And I'm willing to give up all of this that I've ever been involved in order to find truth and light and freedom and forgiveness and hope and look for a future. Some people have criticized, because it's a known fact, you've said this, that Jesus Christ, if you go through and read anything he has said in the New Testament, he speaks of hell more than he speaks of heaven.
Yes, he does.
So I want to read from Billy one more time. He says, Jesus spoke more about hell than heaven. Why? Because of his great compassion for souls. He gave his life to spare you the agony, torment, and gruesome reality that hell is reserved for those who reject him.
Mm.
And again, that verse that I read last time was, Jesus said, therefore, if you die in your sins, for if you do not believe in me, you will die in your sins. So we're born into this world sinners, you want to stay in that place of darkness and reject him,
yeah,
then he'll allow you, but he's begging you and right. begging everyone
right.
to come out of that darkness and want truth in life.
Yeah. If I can give us a quick illustration, it would be like a house on fire and the fireman banging on the door saying, come with me, to avoid the flames.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Jesus. He even says, behold, I stand at the door and knock, the door of your heart. If you'll open, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can, that hell that was awaiting, and even the hell in our own lives, people talk about the demons they wrestle with in life, all that's turned to heaven, heavenly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality of what God wants to do. He wants to rescue you
right.
and rescue me. And we don't clean ourselves up. That's not the point. The point is we bring him all the junk and garbage and everything for which we are deserving of hell.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the one who forgives. And he is the one who begins this beautiful cleansing process in the whole of our lives.
So another reason, if you could call it a reason, for people not turning to God and wanting to have him be in charge of their life, forgive them their sins, offer them heaven.
Yes. All that good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff is pride. I asked a friend, I texted him this morning, and I said, why would you say people wouldn't turn to heaven? And his answer was pride.
Yeah.
You know, pride blinds us, and it makes us see ourselves in a more elevated position than we are.
Yeah.
And not that we don't have value, because God loves us and we have value. He created us. But what we'll do is we'll live a life and make choices that are considered good, and then we'll evaluate ourselves compared to other people.
Yeah.
As if God graded on the curve.
Right.
Not realizing that our Heavenly Father is holy.
Yes.
And there's not one sin that can go into his presence. And so you cannot go into heaven and carry this suitcase of sin with you. You can't go into his presence. You have to be forgiven and made righteous through Christ because you've been forgiven. So that's the other. There are a lot of, quote, good people out there who wouldn't say, well, I'm not living in darkness trying to hide out from the light. But yet they're comparing themselves to other people,
right.
and they're saying, I'm not as bad as them, or I'm better than them. And so that becomes their judgment on themselves, because they don't recognize, which we've talked about so many times, that they're a sinner. Which, as soon as someone recognizes they're a sinner, and they're helpless in that state, they're going to call out to God. So I've talked to you a couple times about the thief on the cross and feeling like I kind of had a little enlightenment. I was looking at his life and thinking, this man, you know, was a criminal. He deserved to go to hell, be separated from God. And he was even there with the other criminal on either side of Christ when he was crucified. And they both, it says, were reviling him. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
Making fun of him. And like, you know, they both joined in. And then the one thief on the cross recognized that Christ was innocent. And he said to the other guy, hey, knock it off. He's innocent. We deserve what we're getting. He has done nothing wrong. So I think in that moment, he had a realization that he was a sinner and that Christ was holy.
Yes.
And he compared himself to the holiness of Christ. And then in that place, he repented. And he said, remember me in your kingdom. So that is what it takes to get somebody into heaven, and not recognizing that you're a sinner will keep you out of heaven.
Humbling yourself before God.
And having that recognition, I need to be saved.
Yes. Father, thank you for the enlightenment of your word. And your word just, it's golden, Lord, and it brings us into such a right place with you. Father, would you... Again, we pray, and anybody can join me in this. Father, we recognize we're sinners.
Yes, Lord.
And we need your forgiveness. Forgive us of our sins. We want to follow you as Lord and Savior for all our lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.